This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra has been sharing an enlightening message titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflicts in Marriage. Today, he delves into Jesus Christ's prescription for resolving conflicts, starting today with dialogue. Let's join in.
So, how to resolve conflict? Point number one, I said, you must take the initiative. Point number two is dialogue. What is dialogue? Dialogue means to talk to somebody. You know, sometimes we don't understand people because we have insufficient information. And the insufficient information is what is creating the conflict. Because you cannot take a good decision based on insufficient information or faulty information. So one thing that dialogue does is that it supplies missing information. Because sometimes somebody says something about you. Maybe you never said it. Or somebody has twisted some information. You know, every time there seems to be a problem, there are tale bearers who go and twist the information, represent other people, say other things, and create the conflict. And the danger is when you don't take the time to ask the person yourself, that what happened. That's where the problem comes. And you take a stance based on scanty information, and it creates conflict. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, Jesus said, moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he will hear thee, then thou hast gained thy brother. If he will not hear thee, take with thee one or two more. For by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every matter shall be established. And if he neglect to hear thee, tell it unto the church. And if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a hidden man or a publican. Now, this is Jesus giving direct instructions on how to resolve conflicts. Nobody else but Jesus. And he gives three steps that you must take to resolve conflict. The first one he says, if there is a problem between you and a brother, he said the first step is dialogue. He said, call the person. Sit down with the person. Find the facts. Maybe you are missing some pieces of information. Maybe you don't have the whole picture. Maybe you may have misunderstood something. So it's important to always dialogue and not to just brush aside people. So sometimes people are not happy. Maybe they have a conflict. Sometimes there can be a conflict between married people. And one thing that men do is that, you know, we trivialize women's emotions and their thinking. We trivialize it. Because as men, maybe we think it's not a big deal. So maybe your wife is saying something or whatever. You just trivialize it. We don't take the time to listen. And to listen carefully. Maybe if we were to listen carefully, we will understand the other person's perspective. And it will help for the conflict to be resolved. But what happens is that even though it looks like we are listening, actually we are not listening. Already, we have made up our minds. We have a preconceived mind. Pre means before, conceived means pregnant. So a preconceived mind is a mind that is already pregnant with a certain idea. It's difficult to break through a preconceived mind. So when that happens, the dialogue will help clear the matter. And sometimes things that may not be important to you may be important to somebody else. Because our perspectives are different. Especially there's a difference between men and women and from the way they see things. That's why dialogue is important. So sometimes when we sit down and we dialogue, all the information comes in. Sometimes we're able to empathize with the people. We're able to understand the person. We're able to understand what is wrong. Maybe we have our own feelings. Maybe we have done something that we should not have done. So dialogue helps you to put pieces of information together. And it helps you to understand the person, to empathize with the person, and to help, you know, resolve the conflict. And sometimes you'll be surprised. There's no conflict at all. Sometimes there's just a talebearer walking around telling pure lies. There's not even one iota of truth. And it has created a conflict. That's why Jesus said, first thing you do is dialogue. He said, if your brother has anything against you, he said, go your way. I like that. He says, you take the initiative. He said, be reconciled to your brother. So here you sit down and we talk. That's the first step. Now he said, if dialogue doesn't work, you move to the next level. It's called arbitration. You know, this is something that Jesus said, arbitration. He said, get somebody else. Let him sit in the case. They could be two, they could be three. He said, let them sit on the case. Let them listen. Why? Because sometimes we can be blindsided. Really blindsided. There's an aspect we cannot see. There's an angle we cannot appreciate. Because maybe our emotions have colored our judgment. Maybe our anger, it has colored our eyes. So the way we see things is different. But when we get somebody who is not part of the problem, but is detached from the problem, somebody you respect, a spiritual person, to sit in, a spiritual friend, go here, we are talking about believers here, a spiritual person to sit in and to listen to both parties. One commitment we must make is that we must agree to abide by what the arbitrator says. You know, sometimes as a pastor, people let me sit in marital conflicts. And I tell them, I say, listen, if you are not going to listen to what I'm going to say, then there's no point me sitting here. Because I'm not here just to listen to your story. I'm here to give my judgment. So if you cannot accept my judgment, then don't even talk to me. Because what it means is that you are just informing me about what you're going to do. And most of the time, that's what happens. People get you in a situation, they say, arbitrate. But they are not there to change. They are there to prove their point and not to go by what you were saying. If you have that kind of stance, you cannot resolve conflicts. So there are many conflicts in churches that their pastors have never been able to resolve. The reason is that maybe the judgment of the pastor does not favor either the wife or the husband. And because it does not favor them, they decide that they won't do it. So they are calling you not to be an arbitrator. They are calling you to agree with them. That's what they are calling you for. So I always say, if you ask somebody for advice and you know that you will not follow it, don't ask, because it's not necessary. The day you ask somebody for advice, then you must be open in your mind that you will listen to the advice. If you are not prepared to listen, but you just need somebody to listen to your advice, then please don't even say it, because it's not necessary. So Jesus said, there must be an arbitrator sitting right in there, and he will help. And this arbitrator in this story is not just anybody. It's a spiritual person. God, we are talking about the church context. Then it says, if that arbitrator or friend, a friend or somebody you both respect, a spiritual person coming with the word of God, is still not able to resolve the issue, then he said, now, tell it to the church. In other words, escalate it. Take it to the pastor. Because now you need a pastor to speak. You know, Jesus said the church is the final court for believers. The final court for believers. Why? Because in a real court, they don't use the word of God. They use the laws of the land. But as Christians, we walk by the judgments of God. That is why in a church, the church is the final court, because only the church dispenses God's word. The other courts of the land, they dispense the laws of the land, not the laws of God necessarily. So Jesus said, if you have a conflict, the church, go to the church. That's why Paul said, dare any of you having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. He said, do you not know that we shall judge angels? He said, when Jesus returns and reestablishes his kingdom, He said believers will even sit on cases involving angels, will use the word of God to even judge angels. How much more ordinary human beings? So I want to encourage you, if you are a believer, God has a mechanism for resolving conflicts. If you have a pastor, let it be meaningful to you. Let it be real. A pastor is not somebody that you just come and listen to and walk out. A pastor has a big role to play in your life. So if you are a real Christian and you say you value the word of God, then you must be able to walk by God's procedure and God's protocol. We call it in the Bible, we call it statutes. The word statute means a way of doing something in the Bible. A way of doing something. So even in resolving conflicts, there is a way of doing it. And we call it statutes. That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 5, Moses said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go in to possess. Statutes means a way of doing things. So even resolving conflicts, if you call yourself a believer, there is a way. And this way was shown by Jesus himself. Then he said, finally, if the person will not listen to the church, he said, let him be unto thee as a heathen man or a publican. What does it mean? You know, he is trying to resolve conflicts between believers. People are all Christians. But he said, if the person will not let the thing be resolved, if you are married and the pastor is talking, counseling with God's word, and the parties will not listen, then he said, there is no other outlet. The only thing you can do now is you have to do what unbelievers do. Just go to the court. That's all. And let unbelievers judge you because you have refused to let Christians help you to resolve the conflict. So now unbelievers will help you. You know, sometimes as a pastor, I've come across people, sometimes they want a divorce. Maybe they are fighting. I sit inside. I tell them, don't divorce. Sometimes they won't listen. They say, no, we'll go to the court. We'll divorce. Then I heard that this is what Jesus was talking about. I sit there, I speak as God's servant, but I heard that people are not prepared to listen. So at the end of the day, what do? Jesus said, leave them. Let them be as heathens and publicans.
Thanks for joining us. Today, we learned that apart from taking the initiative, according to Jesus, to resolve conflict, you must first dialogue with your brother, then get an arbitrator, escalate to the church, or treat as a heathen if the person is an unbeliever, if all these don't work.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, stolen bike found. It said, dear pastor, I asked you to pray for a church member whose motorbike had been stolen. You prayed, and that same evening, the bike was found. Most stolen bikes in my city are never found, but God did it. Thank you for your prayer, and God bless you abundantly.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app, on the go with a word.
The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time.
Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233
55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.